Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Lord has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release from darkness for the prisoners. Some years ago, Smithsonian Magazine published an article about the effects of prolonged darkness and how the lack of sunlight can impact people. It's a compelling piece. For example, prolonged darkness prevents our bodies from producing vitamin D. This, in turn, can trigger a whole host of problems: weaker bones, weaker tissues, a weaker immune system, and even weaker teeth. On the other hand, studies about the impact of sunlight have suggested many benefits. They include reducing the risk of stroke or heart attack, reducing the risk of diabetes and lower blood pressure. Then, there is the impact of sunlight on our brains. It produces chemicals that improve our mood and prevent loss of energy, lack of interest, oversleeping, and feelings of depression. All of this, of course, comes as no surprise. Thousands of years of shared experience have taught us to associate positive things with light and negative things with darkness. Of all the kinds of darkness in this dark world, however, the worst kind of darkness is the darkness of sin, your sin and mine. It separates us from the light of the goodness of God. It isolates us from the Lord and each other. It surrounds us with anxiety. It saturates us in fear. It weighs us down in hopelessness. It crushes us in guilt. It smothers us in despair. It tells us we are trapped, helpless, and alone. But the light has come. Jesus has arrived. And on his arrival, he has pierced the darkness. Not only has he pierced the darkness, but he has destroyed the very source of the darkness, our sin. In place of our deeds of darkness, Jesus has lived a sinless life of light. And as our substitute, Jesus endured the darkness of eternal death, all to pay our debt of sin in full. And now he lives. And because he does, the light of his gospel now shines to bathe our dark souls in his brightness. Through faith in him, you and I now bask in his light. He has released us from the darkness. We now live to praise him who has brought us into his wonderful light. Lord Jesus, move me to bask in your light every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.